Vayikach Koirach Vayispaleg Koirach. Koirach cut himself off. He detached himself. A person has to always say, Mosai Yagia Maisai Lamaisai Avoisai, says the Sfasemes. A person has to try to be Mischaber to the previous Zoyrus. And Koirach was attached to the previous Zoyrus, then Yitzhar, then Gehos, then Levi. He's Be'emes Mechuber, Mosai Yagia Maisai Lamaisai Avoisai. But he was a Spalig, he detached himself, and that was in Akuda. Now in the Etzem Sugi over here, exactly what Koirach, what the Vikuach was, what the Machloikis was, what the Nidon was. On one hand, it looks like Koirach is pushed being Koifer b'nevuat Moshe Rabbeinu. However, there's a lot of rise that about it, that wasn't the Nidon. On one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, b'zois peidim ki Hashem shalochani, that Koirach was planning that it's nishtazoi. That Moshe's Badoi, and he made it up, and it's not Chlal Minavua. But the Orachayim on Pshat, bring a muscle, what Koirach was timing is that the same way the Gemara says in Shabbos, Shloishes Varim Osa Moshe Midaitoi, the Hitzkim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodoi. Farad is a Muslim that Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim initiated something, and the Eberse says, Tak, Azoi Mashma, Shavar Es Haluchois, and he's part of the Ishtoi. Koirach was timing that this also, this Bechina, that the Minoy of Aroin and the Litzof and Beruziel was Azad Bechina, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Me'atzmoy. And that was where the Vikuach was, that was where the Torah was. That Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that over here it's Nishtazoy, that it's Taka Ki Hashem Shalachani. The initiative is Hashem Shalachani. And interesting enough, when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to prove Bezois Teidon, Moshe Rabbeinu initiates. In Briya Yivra Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu made that up. Moshe Rabbeinu initiated. Didn't say Hashem told him to tell that to Koirach. Moshe Rabbeinu initiated that. Why this is not on the list of the things that Shemoshe Osa Midaiti the Koirach is the fourth thing, the Pi Ha'aretz? Shemoshe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything. He said. He didn't do it. Shir Saluchai, the other Yonah Moshe Rabbeinu went and did something. Here, but the Etzem Shoresh Inyan that yes, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodi, here's the fourth dogma. Not on the Minoy of Aaron Elitzof, but on the Vikuach of Koirach. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, he's saying that I initiate things. The Emes is you're wrong over here, I didn't. And the Emes is you're wrong because even if I did, it's Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodi, the Etzem. And Bill Su, in Briya Yivra Adama. It's a Machloikis, but it looks like if Cheshvan Ha'ish, the date, the story of Koirach happened after the Chet Meraglim, and the simple pshat is because the Emes Koirach knew that he was roi to be a manig in Klal Yisrael. Koirach knew that Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and originally before Chet Meraglim, the Yidden were on their way to Eretz Yisrael, and Koirach had sablonus that if the Yidden are going to be going into the Midbar shortly, Koirach was maskim to wait. Koirach was an Odom Gogol, he was 130 years old, he was older than Moshe and Aaron. 130 years, Rotsuf of Avoida and Achona. And the Emes, the Chiddush Arim, writes that Koirach was supposed to have a Shteller. The same way there's a Kohen Gogol, there's supposed to be a Lady Gogol. Koirach was supposed to be the Lady Gogol. After it was in his battle, the story with Koirach, no one ever got the Shteller, no one was right from it. But that's based on what his yield was, the Lady Gogol. Kohen Gogol, Lady Gogol. Shalom. But after the Chet Meraglim, the Baal, what's the Tafid? Tafid is Tzadik, Katomar, Yifrach, Soy Tevis, Koirach. Laos, it was supposed to be them. After the Chet Meraglim, that's 40 years, now Koirach doesn't want to wait. Now, Bebis, what was the choice? The Sforum writes, again, we're talking about Koirach, with this tremendous godless, he was supposed to be the Lady Godot. The Nakuda of the Toys was Kina. The Rekev at some way is Kina. The Rekev is Gematria Koirach. Kina is Moitzi Odom and Oilo. A person has to have the Tikkun Hamidos. Aaron Akoyin, that the Torah is made. The Rekev is Gematria Koirach. The Rekev, the Pasuk says, the Rekev at some way is Kina. Yeah. The Rekev is Gematria Koirach. And Aaron is the Spitz Dugma. That the Torah was made, v'roach ha'v'somach b'liboy. Without that nekuda of the negiyas of the kinah, you need that shleimus of tikkun amidos. Because kinah of the taiva becovered metinas adam and ayilam, and this is already since the tchilas abriya. Kain and hevel was kinah. The dor hamabul was taiva, and the dor hafloga was covered. And again in the midbar, there was the chait of misoynanim and the asafsuk, which is taiva. You have the chait maragim, which was the nidin of kavoy. And you have the chait of koirach, which was the shayla, the shayrish was kinah. And the truth is, the Sfarim explained that the obis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there's a tikkun on these three avers. It's a whole process in how the world was. That these inyanim are moitiyas adam and oil. Akapana by koirach, it was the nekuda of the kinah. The Medrash says, interesting lashon, it says, Vayita Koirach, Ma Ra Koirach, many different shotim. The Medrash says, it's Dover Sostom, it says, Ra Parashat Paraduma. So Rav Samsoiber says, interesting shot, what's the name? Ma Ra Koirach, he saw Parashat Paraduma. So he says, the Emes, one of the things that Koirach was malagle, about him, you know, Kala Shekulis Cheles, Bayis Molis Farad, but another Indian that Koirach was malagle was on the Gilurg of the Levium. Says the Emes in the Medrash. That after Moshe Rabbeinu was Megaleach the Levim, so Koirach was, he's totally shaved off, and no one recognized him even. They asked him, who are you? He said, I'm Koirach. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu did to me, and he even was named as me, Arba Ruchai, and he was Malaglit. Now, the Emes Rabbi says, what's the Makar of the Giluach? The Giluach of Levim is because the Giluach was coming for Chet Egel, which Egel is Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is Iskish Lameis. Rashi at the north, by the Giluach Levim, Avodah Zarah is Iskish Lameis, and Meis is Iskish Lametzaira, and Metzaira is Giluach. And that's where the Makar for this thing Giluach was. So it's Avodah Zarah, Meis, Metzaira. And this was a key, a chaparah on Avodah Zarah of the Eger. Oh, but then Koirach saw Parshas Paraduma. By Meis Gufa there's no din of Giluach. By Metzaira there is. But how can you tell me that something that's coming to the Machapar and Avodah Zarah needs Giluach? Because it's Iskish Lameis, and Meis is Iskish Lametzaira, and Metzaira needs Giluach. But Meis doesn't. So Ra Ra Koirach, he was Ra Parshas Paraduma, that there's no din Giluach by Meis. So now he's Malaglig. He's Malaglig on the Giluach of the Levim. Vayika Koirach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi. Koirach is timing that to come to him because he's from an older brother. He was the Tzgan of the Nesiyah Shalor Yitzhak ben Uziel. So come to him because he's from an older brother. But he didn't see ben Kahos. Kahos was not the oldest brother. But he's the one that's Zaycha. Ben Levi. Levi's not the oldest brother. But for the various reasons, he's the one that's Zaycha. That's what the Pasuk is being marked. His Shayrish of his time is to come to while I was elder. In the Hemshech Adar, in the three of the Gedoris, he said that wasn't it. And Kahos, and Levi, it wasn't that. That was the Tevea. On the other hand, the Chayim of Levim used to say, Vayikach Koirach. He took, what did he take? Vayikach, Malokach. He was lekech all of his yichus. Then Yitzhar, then Kos, then Levi, he was lekech the whole yichus. Mu'umat there, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come in Koirach's yichus. Moshe Rabbeinu was omid ma'atzmai. He said, the yichus could be like a lot of zeros. It depends where you put the one. The Chaim Kanievsky brings in time of the Krua, the Gemara says, "Vayita Karech ben Yitzhar, Yitzhar shehirtiach all of his kala oilam kitzharayim." That he made the world very heated up like tzharayim. Yitzhar. Understand the Gemara? So the Chaim Kanievsky wants to be masvah via medrash. We know the Gemara says it darshes the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shemesh yireach amad zvula laorach itzecha yahaleichu menoyga borik chanisecha." The Gemara darshes in the Dorim and explains that the Shemesh and the Yireach and the Nechavim went up to Zvul. Zvul was one of the higher levels of Rukiah. And it went up there to be Moichel on the Tvoy of this Machlokes. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings that there's a Medrash that says that Emes, every day when the sun goes, it's really supposed to be Martiach the whole world and heat up the whole world. Now the process of the Gilgul Cham is that it goes into the Ukainis, it goes into the ocean, and cools off. But that day when the Shemesh went up, so it was Goyrin, that it was Matiyah Tahalayim, because it didn't go through that process that the sun gets cooled off from the Ukainis. Now it's interesting, the Gemara says that the Shemesh and the Yireach were going up to be Moiche for the covenant of Moshe, right? Korach is being mis-ma'arer on the minded of Ben Amram, and the Shemesh and Yireach, God's is full, and kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Ein at the Moshe, L'chvoy Ben Amram, Ein Anu Mi'irim. We're not going to shine. We have a job to do every day to light up the world, but we're being Moshe on the covenant of Ben Amram. In Ein at the, they're telling the Rabbani Shalom. So Rabbani Shalom, the Pasuk says, and he said that Hashem throwed chit into them. And now that's the shagun of Arya. The Gemara says that in the Dorm. The Marsha over here explained, it's interesting, when Moshe Rabbeinu was having a shagun of Arya with Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu knows what's going on. He knows that the Shemesh went up to Yireach, it went up to Zvul. Zvul is a higher Rakiya. The Gemara says there's seven names for the different Rakiyim. One of them is called Rakiya Taka. Six other names, one of them is Zvul, the fourth level. Shemesh Yireach went up to Zvul. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows that at the time the Shemesh said, we're making Moshe for the covenant of Moshe. Ain't on the Meirin. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Taka, that's what's going to happen. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, Boiker v'yoyda. Tomorrow we're going to see. It's going to be Boiker, it's not going to be Or. Or Boiker, yeah, no, no. Boiker v'yoyda. The Maitreya didn't happen. Boiker Shalom was Moshe back on the Shemesh Yireach. So then afterwards, when the next morning, when Moshe Rabbeinu, so then he says, V'zoy Seidun, and he initiates the Imbriya Yivro Adama. But the original Shach of the Torah was Boiker v'yoyda. We'll see tomorrow based on the Mechav, the Shemesh v'yoreach. Korach comes along with the whole Matayim Chamishim Anoshim. The Chizkuni explains that the Emes, the Cheshbon of Matayim Chamishim, is because from each Shevet he took 23 of Bezdin of Kav Gimel, except for Shevet Levi. And if you make the Cheshbon 23 from the other 11 Shvatim, it's 253. 11 times 23 is 253. That's 250 plus Dasan, Aviram, and Oyman Talas. That's 250. They were more cautious, they were single male. But that's the Cheshbon of the Masayim Chamishim. It's Masayim Chamishim B'Sholosh Benes. It's Bezdin from every single Shevet. That was the Korach came with a Gansa. Ben Din Shokol Shevet B'Shevet. The Masayim Chamishim, the Dasan, Aviram, and Oyman Talas. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Rav Mochem B'nei Levi. There's a famous michtov from Rabbi Chaskel Abramsky. Rav Mochem B'nei Levi. He talks about the maila of a Ben Torah, the maila of an Avrich. Someone that's hoyig in the Torah, someone that learns Torah. Yoyim B'layla. Not with a Stella, not a Margaret Torah, but someone that sits by a Shtender and learns Torah. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. He's a Ben Levi. He's an Avrich. Olam Ha'olam Oymek. Rav Lachem. He's telling you, you want Kesser Kuni, you want Kesser Malvus. He's telling Torah. The Shtitzach, Ein Lach Adorim Godol Mizeh, Kol Chapatecha Lo Yishvavo. Is the Yingaman. There's not such thing as a Sprach. Stam a Yingaman. Stam a Yingaman. A Yingaman that sits and Ha'olam B'Torah. All of Ha'olam Oymek, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, who's an Apikairis? Someone that says, Maya Hanilon Rabbona. Maya Hanilon Rabbona. Maya Hanilon Rabbona means, what's happening as I feel young light? Let there be Rabbona, let there be Rabbona. As I feel young light. Maya Hanilon. It's Apikursus. It's Maya Hanilon Rabbona. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. The Gemara says that same sugya in the Dharma over there, the Gemara says that goes into the whole Shaka Matari there, turns into the whole sugya of Bikr Chaylam. Rebbez, but Bikr Chaylam not Torah. The Gemara says from the Pasuk over here, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, in Kamoish kol adam yimusen eila, ufkudas kol adam boy, ufkudas is the Lashon of Bikr, that you come visit someone. The Marsha explains as him, what's the Shaka Matari? Because Korach tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I have nothing against the Rabbani Shalom, Hashem is on my side, I have something against you, I'm trying to you initiate it. But the Rabbani Shalom is on my side. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers back and says, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Shechina is lamalo mi rashoysef ha'vachoyle. By yachoyle there's always the Shechina me'om. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, im kemois kol adam yimusin eilu ufkudas kol adam, but if you'll die in an oifah that you'll get sick. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're gone, you're finished. But if it happens that you get sick, and that's what's going to happen to you tomorrow, ufkudas kol adam, but people are going to come to the bigger choylem. So then at least, yeah, you're going to lose. But at least then, you have your time, Hashem is on your side. But that now happens, and Bria, some totally know, Bria Yivra Adam. Totally different thing, in Ayinathan. Without even the Bikr Chaylim, without that opportunity of the Bikr Chaylim. That's going to show, Lo Yashem Shalachani. That's the... Don't forget, if you become, as Rabbi was saying, if you become sick, so that means Hashem is in your, so then Lo Yashem Shalachani. But not, in Bria Yivra Adam. Not Durch a Bikr Chaylim. Now, there was a whole bunch of different vikuchim over here. There was the Michael Kerach Halein, there was the Masayim Chamishim Ish, and there was different Einshim also. Whether there was the Bluim, there was the Srufim, the ones that were Nivlin, the Adoma, the ones that were Nisra, and then there was the Magefa. Now, how do you stop the Magefa? With Kleiris. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Aaron knew, from the Masayra, that the way to stop the Magefa is with Kleiris. So then it says, and Hemet Dover explains a very interesting Zach. It's not mutter to take Torahs outside and be makir outside. Now there's a necessity here of pekuach nefesh, because there's a magefa, and they know the way to stop the magefa is with Torahs. Now there's still two ways to do it. One is you could be makir the Torahs inside the mikdash, inside the mishkan. After you makir inside the mishkan, the karmai, the header, then you take it out. It's a lav to be moitzit. That's a lav. But there's a more chamer that gives to be makir tzeres b'chutz. That's halal b'chutz. That's a Torah b'chutz. That's what he cursed. That's a more chamer that gives. Which one did Aaron do? Was Aaron makir tzeres inside? Well, no, he went outside and was makir outside. So the pasuk says he went outside and was makir tzeres outside. Zotin it says, what was the nidin? The nidin was Aaron was in the mishkan and he's gathering up the tzeres and he hears there's a magefa and he knows that the tzeres has to stop the magefa. But he's inside the mishkan. He doesn't see. Yeah, no windows. Yeah, crush him. Here he is. He's inside the mishkan. It was light. Yeah, shim. But he doesn't know what's going on outside. Maybe my gate stops. Stop it, Pekuach Nefesh. What's the heter? To be makir of Torahs. And then knowing that you're going to be over a lav. You don't know for sure. So first he went outside. And he saw a bayar, he sees that the magefa is still going. And then he was makir of Torahs with a more chamer de kezer. Because it's in the subject that it's not borrowed yet that you have to be over, you don't do it yet. Even if it's at the expense of being over Muhammad, it's of course. So the Nitziv, on his spiritual Chumash over here, in the Erech of Dover, he speaks out, the Chiddush Ladina. You have a person who's starting to get sicker and sicker. And it's soon going to become a question of the Kuluf Nefesh. It isn't yet. And it's Yom Tov on a Friday afternoon. It's very possible that a few hours later on Leil Shabbos, his mom should already be in a matzav of the Kuluf Nefesh. As of now, he's not, and it's still a suffix. Maybe he'll die. Maybe Yeshua Hashem Karefayim. You don't know. Right now, it's a suffix. He's ot often veg that he's going to be in a matzav of pekuach nefesh, and you're going to have to do certain malachas for him. Then, is it preferable to do it on Yom Tov, which is only allowed? It's Friday afternoon on Yom Tov, as soon as maybe Shabbos. Do you do the malach on Yom Tov if it's not yet pekuach nefesh, or you wait till it's Shabbos and then you do it? So he says, when you arrive from here, you wait until for sure you have to be over the pekuach nefesh, then you'll deal with it. His child comes up similarly in a few other places. It's Negea, let's say, in Pikuach Nefesh. But the Chofetz Chaim talks about it in Machan Yisroel, when he was giving instructions how to keep the mitzvahs. There was someone that was taken to the army. And there's an if he knows maybe tomorrow he's going to have to fill a certain quota of something that's going to be involving Malacha. But for some reason, if he'll do it tonight, it'll be less Yisurim. But right now, he doesn't have to do it yet. The quota is for tomorrow. Yeah, I don't know the details what the nidin of the shayla was, but again, it's a, such a similar shayla. You ever talk to Kuluf Nefesh? Other factors. The Gemara says in Erechin that what mechaper on lashon hara over here was nidin of lashon hara. So the Gemara says either. Ketoyrus is mechaper on lashon hara, or the me'il is mechaper on lashon hara. But the Gemara says, how do you know which one is which? So the Gemara, the me'il is mechaper when it's befarhesia, because the me'il makes noise also. The tamoyim and the rimoyim. The ketoyrus is when it's betzina. Now over here, Aaron was doing a kapara with ketoyrus, and over here it was befarhesia. But there it is, but he put the ketoyrus befarhesia, he took it out, he made it befarhesia. Why wasn't it mechaper else the me'il? So the Chofetz Chaim explains in Shmiras HaLoshen over here, the era was on Aaron. Kohen was coming up against Aaron. He's being Aaron, the Kohen Gadolah. The Meir of the Kohen Gadolah is not going to be Mechaper. It's the Pagam, his Gufa, Kegan the Kohen Gadolah. For that, you need the service. You can't rely on the Meir. Now, later in the parasha, you have a Dover Nifla. We have that after the Vikuach of Kairach, when Kairach is coming and being Ma'ar against Moshe, against Aaron, against Amitzophon, and it's very clear that the tides changed. He came with all his Bati Din and everything, but Chelik of them are Bluim, Ba'adama, and Chelik of them are Misrofim, there's a Magepa. We have 14,700 people died of our success. 14,700 is 1/40th of Klal Yisrael. That's the sheer of Truma Ba'ayin Yofel. And then it's afterwards, in the Hamshad HaParish, all the Matnas Kahuna, when we established that there's the right, who's the Koyin, Aaron HaKoyin. So here already was a Truma of Klal Yisrael, that's how many people died in the Magei, for Echad Me'arboyim of Truma. And after all of that, the Rabbi Yisrael gives a whole series of a situation over here that every one of the Shvatim puts in a Mate. The Hoya Ha'ish, Asher Ezgar Boyim Mateyu Yifroch, the Mivchad of the Matos, every shave is going to send in a tzig with a mate. This is necessary. There's still doubt. There's a reason for Moshe Rabbeinu to prove something about Aaron after the Bluim and the Sufim and the Magefa. And what's the grace of Moitis that the mate was Pereach, Prochim, Ayotze Perach, Ayotze Sitz, Duchsech Kriyas Yamsef? Kriyas Yamsef is a little bit of a bigger name. No. Nisim Gedolim Barabim Me'elu Rokra. What's the grace of glick of the Vayotze Perak Vayotze Tzitz V'hoyo Ha'ish Asher Efra V'Mateyu Yifrach Bost Amoifis Amoifis Dimash. What's going on? Say a Mahalach. There's a few different Mahalach. We'll say a Tzadamusach. Moshe Rabbeinu was originally timing Kol Ha'ed, and that Kairach was timing Kol Ha'ed of Kulam Kedoshim. He gave a Moshe of a Talus just called a Tchelus. Kairach was timing that there's not even a necessity for a mani. God's Klal Yisrael. Kulam Tcheles. Kulam Shavim Lazayva. Kol Ha'ed of Kulam Kedoshim. It's not even necessary the Tzura of a mani. And the Emes Moshe Rabbeinu was timing him and said, no, Ein Manu Elo, Kain Godel Echad, Melech Echad, Kain Yishma Tzura, Lady Godel Echad, it's a Tzura. After that's proven wrong, there's still another Tzura. Avada, the Tzura now has to be this one Kain Godel. But who is it? We still want to prove who is it. And the way to prove who is it, this was not a Moifis. Moifis simply could be a bigger Moifis. The Emes can come down and make Moifis. Ah, it's Aaron. The Nakuda of the that's what happened here. There was an eighth that was Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, Vayotze Moshkevi. That's what a tree looks like. If you have a tree that grows almonds, that's what it is. It's a stick, a piece of wood, and it has prochem and shkevim coming out of it. That's taka what a tree is. Shkeviyai is what an almond tree is. So what's over here? It wasn't the Moifis. The Rabbi Shalom was saying, who's the one that's right to be the Kohen Gadol? The one that instead of planting the tree in the ground, in Drer, in the Gashmias, and the nutrients that's necessary for a tree, that the way the almonds grows from the tree is something, there's something in the ground, in the offer, in the rekev of the offer that comes and it makes shade. And that's really what's supposed to happen in Teva. The one that's right to the Kohen Gadol is that Yenoteya the eighth in Ruchnis, Yenoteya in the Kohenish Kadoshim. And from Darton Flans, shade. He's the one that's right to be the Kohen Gadol. Look at the Moifis happened. His whole Shirish is Natu in Ruchnis. And the Moifis is even more. It says, Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz. And it says the Gemara in Yuma that the Mata of Aaron was one of the things that was Nignaz. Im Shkeideha Viprocheha. Now, but there when a tree grows, first is the prochem, the blossoms. When it finally comes that the pre comes out, the blossom falls off. And then you get the pre. However, by Aaron, it was this like the steiging of the Ish Asher Evchar boy is that he knows that he's always in a process of growth. He doesn't spear the chaparkity. You don't feel that you're already, you reached the peak. Ochen zeh, if someone feels that he reached the peak of where he's heading and in his avoida and his hatzlochen and his personal growth. Because then, You can only go down. It was Vayoyte Perich, it was Nignaz with the Prochem and with the Shkedim. Because the process of growing, even after it's already Shkedim, is vital. Mer Prochem. Nochemol, the growth, it's not an instant generation, it is, but that's what we're trying to say here, Vart, that no, it has to be Kesedim with growth. I don't want to murder to get their hair. You know, a person can't chop my drapes. A person has to grow in his avodah step by step. Why? Why can't they chop? I can't just chop in my law. I can't just chop in my drapes. Why not? So they say, you'll jump the fool. Yeah, but what's the pshat? For the murder to get their hair. In a person's avodah, when he's on a certain step, on a certain madrega, there's no more staircase. That's where he's holding. To go off now, he's going to fall straight down. You create the next madrega, and then you go up it. And when you're holding there, you can create another madrega. You're creating the staircase as well. The tennis chop in the madrega. There's nowhere to go. In the loft. The seder avoid of a person is the prochem, the seat in the shade of it. Not a madrega, the bite the madrega, and then you go on the madrega. And then you don't go down. You can say that you're going up. The tennis chop in the madrega. They're not there yet. The murder they get their hair. Plug it into the Havon of it. Can I schap the Madrigas? Me boit the Madrigas. Boit the Madrigas. So the Hemshech says in the parasha all the inyonim of the Matis Kahuna, because after the attack of Machir, the Darg of Kahuna, and the Mile of the Kahuna, it says, B'chof Dalad Matis Kahuna, most of them are Kahuna. One of them is Pitin Aben, Kopet Rechem. So you do a famous verse from the Goyim. The Goyim says that everything is Nirmaz in Sefer Bereishis, and everything is Nirmaz in Parshas Bereishis, and everything is Nirmaz in the first Pasuk of Bereishis. And for some reason they ask him, Vushtei Pidyon HaBen. I don't know why they didn't ask everything else, but now they say over the mic then. Vushtei Pidyon HaBen, they said, Bereishis is Rosh Tevis. Ben, Rishon, Achrei, Shloishin, Yoyim, Tifte. Same thing else. The Sugya. In Menachos, the Aflam is dying. Bo minei, plimoi me Rebbe. Mishi yesh loy shnei roshim. Be'ezen nehen miniach tefillin. Plimoi came to ask from Rebbe, the person has two heads, which one does he put the tefillin? Right? The person has two hands also, but you only put tefillin on the Yodcha on the left. But which head? It was pushing that out on both. Which one? On Alei, Oy Kum Deli, Oy Kabal Alach Shamta. What are you draining me a cup? Going to Golas, going to Cheren? What are you asking? Modne Shayas. Which head? Ad Hochi, the Gemara continues, Menachos Lamed Zayin, Ad Hochi, Osta Ugavro. Someone came into the Beis Medrash and said, if Yaludu Yenuka, this place very rushy, I just had a baby with two heads. How much do I have to pay for Pidyon HaBen? How much do you have to pay for Pidyon HaBen? Is there a called standard rate fee? 5 shloim. Right. How much do you have to pay for Pidyon HaBen? Also, Ustavo, he set a price of 10 shloim. 10 shloim. And it was like, you're right, such a thing with two heads. Continues the Gemara, 10 shloim. Frepti Gemara, Vatani Rami Bar Chama, it says that Tiftet Tipada, that it has to be someone that's not a Shreifa. If there's such a thing that's born with two heads is a Shreifa, you can't live like that. Kilo was asking Stam, what are you paying the clock? There's no dinner pigeon I've been on a Shreifa. Enter the Gemara, Bigulgoylus Tala Rachmana. Bigulgoylus Tala Rachmana. Very cryptic Gemara. At first it brought in the story that it was targeted to it. At that time it's a Shreifa, it says 10. And after that it's a Shreifa, and the Terrace says, Bigulgoylus Tala Rachmana. What? From the Kasha Starmas. Yes. Same. Reb Chaim, there's a few different stories how to say over the word, but Kach Makulamda, that, as I said, the Reb Chaim said that the Nidin of the Gemara was the Etzin, such a Bria that's born with two heads. The Chakira really is it one person or two people? Who are the Nachar for Tfilin? That's a Muslim. Is it one person that has two heads? No, a person can have six fingers. Two heads. Oh no, it's two people. They're shearing the shari bark, but it's two people. That's the shari. It's one person or two people. And the Gemara first said, you pay 10 shloim.
The Gemara said you pay 10 shvayim because it's two people. Which is very shver, because if it's taka two people, only one of them is the Bechor. I'm not sure which one. Only one of them is the Bechor. I don't know how you would be kivei, which one? Boyin kachas. That's not a thing, it's boyin kachas. But that's the thing was that he's paying 10. What?
You don't know which one.
Oh, but even then, what do you mean? But it's the father's money. It's the same father.
He doesn't know which one.
He's a pigeon. It's not even that. He's not a pigeon. You pay 5 shvayim to the guy, and then the Bechor is missing. The guy has twins, that are detached, you know, with all Ramat Yevarim separately, and they got mixed up. He doesn't know which one is the oldest one. He pays 5 shvayim to the guy. So here, he doesn't know which one is the Bechor. But at the bottom of the Gemara, how can you both be a Bechor? The Bechor is the first one. That's the rest. They will both point to the rest. And Boyin Kachas. They will both point. Okay. That's the rest. So you take 10 sloyim. Fred the Gemara, if it's 10 sloyim, that means you're saying it's two people, then it's going to be a traitor. Two people that are going to try to share the same Ivorim, no way to survive. It's two people, how can they share the same? It's not going to survive. It's traitor. And if the Gemara, no. It's one person. It's one person. And therefore he can survive. He has an extra head. It's not a problem. Two people are trying to share a leiv and a moyer and a leiv and a kaved and a shari bar and a traitor. Everything was one person. So why can't you find it? Something more important. You could go to the Talarachim. See, the standard halacha is that pig and a ben is the standard fee of 5 shvayim. It's not. It's 5 shvayim per, not per pound, per head. Yeah, you mean, every the baby's one, you count how many heads. 1, 2, 3, but count how many. And that's how much you pay. You could go to the Talarachim, it's 2 heads, you pay 10. It's 3 heads, you pay 15. Well, however many it is. It's a shear. So that was the Shach of the Tiger. How mean it was that the fact that you're paying 10 shloim is because it's two people and both are the Bechor. Smack the Gemara, two people trying to share a Varim is not going to survive, it's a traitor. And they will never come to the Shiloh to kill them. And the Gemara, no, it's not a traitor. So why is this one person with the two heads paying 10 shloim? Because the shear of Pidyon Aben is because God was told about money. Now I had a Shiloh in London. How could after this, you're born with two heads, you pay 10 shloim because it's one person, the Gilgoy was Talar Rahman. Had a shayla lom this, is it one chiv or it's two chiv pigyon aben? Meaning it's a separate machayev for each Gilgoyos. Even though it's one person, but it's a separate machayev of Tashlum for each Gilgoyos. Or no, it's one big machayev, you have to make the sum total of the heads. That's the shear of pigyon aben. It's not like an afkamina. The emphasis is you don't have to give all 5 shloim to the same kohen. If it would be, that would be a Gishmak in that community. You can give 5 shloim to 2 different Kayanim. But the emphasis is you can give dozens of prutis, hundreds of prutis to different Kayanim as long as at the end it's in Star for the Shia. So what's the Nachmin if it's one Machayim or two Machayim? It's clear, you stick with the Chiddish, but the Mechazrinach is Mesupik, and he names on, he has a mud in the case of a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin. Then he's picking up, and it's a whole nid in how you work out the case. And at this Bechor, he only has one side of him that's Machayim, and he says there's no good of picking up Ben Bechlau. I kept forgetting the Chetzi Eved Chetzi Koyin guy. Chetzi Eved Chetzi Koyin. It's a whole Cheshman. And everybody has a half of a Machayev of Pidyon Aben, and he says it's a Drosha. Chomesh v'loi Chetzi Chomesh. And there's no Pidyon Aben on a Zah. A Zah first. So okay, what if a Zah, Chetzi Chetzi, is born with two heads? If each Machayev separately is a separate Machayev of 5, so it's two separate Machayev of Shnayim Chetzi, and it's Chomesh v'loi Chetzi Chetzi Chomesh. I mean, if Grada, it's one big Machayev. I mean, if it had three heads, it wouldn't work out. But if by two, it works out. It's Pukt, it's Chamish. It's not Chetzi Chamish. It's Chamish. Gnoi. That's what Efsh Zayin. And Akimina. Tosfos of Udeh brings in Menachos. Ba'olam Hazeh Leka, there's no such thing as two-headed people. But he brings a Medrash that Asmodai took out a person that had two heads. And he brought him with Neshloimai. And this person got married to a one-headed Isha, and he had a whole bunch of kids, some of them with one head, and some of them with two heads. And when he died, it was a machlokes lagabei Yerushin. Because the two-headed guys were tiny, that each one of them counts as two, and each one wants double chelik of Yerushin. And the one-headed ones were saying that no, that the two-headed ones are also only one person each. That's the cheshbon, right? The two-headed ones want to find out that they're two separate people. And the one-headed ones are saying no. Which is them, that's the shachat of the Gemara. It's not a zayit of the shachat. But the chayim, that was the nidn of the Gemara. So Shloim HaMelech wanted to be machriya. That's according to the way of Chaim, the Gemara was machriya already. Then it would be a treifa. And if they're fighting about Yerusha, then obviously they made it. And the father Zichah made it. And he had kids and everything. So then that's right. It's not treifa. And it's one. But maybe it's coming from a different oil. I don't know. That wasn't his achra. So the Sheet of Mukhabesa, what he brings, that's not. And Lam Zayin, he brings that Shloim HaMelech made a test. He covered one of the heads and blindfolded it, and then he poured boiling water on the second head, and both heads screamed from pain. So he said, "You see, it's there's one person." Say, Shlomo Melech went on that it would be two people, and they're shearing a lathe and a kaved and reclining and yidayim. And felt the fire, if you would pour boiling water on the red line with your dime, they would both scream. However, should one head scream if the other head has water? It's only if it's one person. This is some kind of neurological assessment of sorts that the extra head, if you're one person, is not a wart that's sticking out of your neck, because that would hurt you if you pour boiling water on it. It's the other guy. That's what Shlomo Melech meant. And only then could you understand that it's two people. And therefore he was machriya from the fact that they both screamed, that it's only one person. The Maisa, I'm just thinking now, who says it's a Kaloli Stikashai? Well, maybe each one of them has to be analyzed separately. Many of them, with a whole bunch of kids like this, it's a Kaloli Stikashai? I mean, how to analyze such a Zach? Or yeah, they're Enifin Zay. It could be a mold, it's a Tzveir, and a mold, it's an Einan. I don't know. So then L'chayra, he would have to do the test on every single one of the Tzveir ones. It would be Bezunda on each one. It's not Mashma. It's Mashma, he did it on one, and that was Machriya, but... Sorry, say the good.